It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And Aaron Smith on the top of the key for Maryland. Down low, guess who's wide open? A slam dunk for Julian Reese.
Rice.
When he was playing for Texas
Rice
Southern.
From three.
And Rodney Rice drops in his second triple in a row. He's got double figures with 10.
Whoa.
And Queen goes down the lane. Got a nice bounce pass, and he dunks it with two hands. So back-to-back buckets by the freshman from Baltimore.
Maryland Terps win over Florida A&M last night. 84-53. Joining us right now, head basketball coach for those Terps, Kevin Willett. What's going on, Coach?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, man. Listen, I know you don't, you know, coaches don't like to admit it, and it's almost, you know, we're against it. You don't want to admit it. It looks like you're having some fun right now. You're having fun so far. We're only three games in, but it looks like you're having fun.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this group from a defensive intensity standpoint has been really fun to coach because, you know, we've been able to do a lot of different things on the defensive end, and, you know, every guy that comes in has really kind of picked up our defensive intensity. So we're scoring off turnovers, which we really struggled with last year, and everyone's just giving great effort.
So now that you have a new big man, obviously, that we're pretty excited about, how do you feel like that as the season progresses? You know, is this team, they're going to, people are excited about Maryland basketball, obviously. Are they going to surprise people this year and even be better than people assume?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I still think we're struggling a little bit offensively. I'm playing so many guys right now that I think a lot of guys are having trouble getting into a rhythm offensively. But you know, with Derek and Juju out there down low, it gives us two guys that can, when you're struggling to score, that can really get a basket. And I think the addition of, you know, Rodney Rice and Jacoby Gillespie is really, when they're both in the backcourt together, give us two guys that can create offense for other guys. So as these guys try to figure each other out still a little bit, try to figure out the system, I think they're going to continue to improve.
Coach, for me, you have two early tests before conference play starts, one of them coming up this weekend, or Friday, I should say, with Marquette. What are your thoughts on Marquette, and what do you know about them so far?
Yeah, I mean, Marquette is going to be a big challenge. You know, I think they return one of the most dynamic scorers in college basketball in Cam Jones. You know, he's averaging 23 points a game in three games. And you know, Shaka's teams, from a defensive standpoint, they've been elite so far, a top five in the defense. So for us, figuring out the offensive end, continue to play in the defensive end, and doing a job on Cam Jones is going to be a big test.
Here with head basketball coach for the Maryland Terps, Kevin Willett, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, tell me all about Rodney Rice. He's coming in this year, averaging about 17 points a game. Tell us about the sophomore from Clinton, Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, Rodney was one guy that when we went to the portal, we knew we needed some guys that could really shoot the basketball. But what I really liked about Rodney's game was his attitude. You know, he'd taken a year off from basketball because of an injury. He really had a desire to come back and show everybody what type of basketball player he can be. He just had a real hunger to go out and prove everybody wrong that was saying that he couldn't do things. And he's put a tremendous amount of hard work in, and you know, he's shooting the basketball really well for us.
He can shoot the three.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, obviously he's shooting 41% from three, which last year it would have led us by about 20 percentage points. So just having a guy out there that can really stretch the floor has helped us tremendously.
How deep do you think you're going to be once you, I mean, I know early you're figuring out some rotation stuff, seeing what works. How deep do you think you'll be once we get the conference play, or does it take a little bit longer than that to figure that out?
No, I mean, I'm trying to hopefully get it figured out by Friday. You know, I'm really comfortable going nine deep right now. I think, you know, nine guys coming in. They're all a little bit different. They all kind of pick us up a different way. But, you know, we've been playing 11, 12 guys, and everyone that's gone out there has done good things. So I think that's more than anything what I like about this roster is we're not stuck with just one style way to play. We can go a little bit smaller, which we've done so far early on, or obviously we can go big with Derek and Jew. So it gives us different combinations that we can throw at teams.
Coach, loving how this team is playing right now, and it looked to be a lot more, I guess, that killer instincts, a closeout that we've had in years past.
Yeah, I do. You know, obviously we're older. Last year we were a little bit younger, especially coming off the bench, which I think hurt us a little bit, just because, you know, freshmen haven't been through as many games as older guys. So we have guys like Selt Miguel, who, you know, fifth year senior. Jacoby is a junior. So everyone's a little bit older. Everyone's been through it, understands what you have to do to win games. And when you get experienced guys, even though they're all from all different schools, I think they understand when a game gets tight or when they're on a run, you know, they understand what to do much more than what a freshman does.
Talking about freshmen, when Derek had that, you know, the 20 rebound game, in the opener, the Washington Post comes out and says, you know, he only adds fuel to the hype as Maryland rolls, et cetera, et cetera. How tough is it for a freshman to come out, you know, out of high school, no matter which one it is, to major Division I college basketball?
Well, I you know what? It's what's great about Derek. He has an unbelievable support system. His mother is one of the most phenomenal people I've ever met. Everyone around him, and he has a very tight, close-knit circle. Has really helped him stay grounded. And I think what's great about Derek is he's very focused on where he wants to get to. So he's kind of had hype his whole career. Mm-hmm. And I think he has a good support system around him that kind of understands how to navigate this.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to ask about the 7-footer. I don't know how you stole one away from Purdue. You're tall and have an opportunity to play basketball. Usually Purdue's going to grab you. And I don't like calling anybody a project. He's clearly talented. But what can you tell us about Braden Pierce?
Yeah, Braden redshirted last year. And halfway through the year last year, we were wishing he didn't redshirt just because he was starting to really kind of develop into the player we thought he can. Braden's got great soft touch, really good hands. Was a phenomenal pitcher, believe it or not, was going to be a pitcher, and then threw his arm out, and since being 7 foot, he decided to go play basketball, but was really a good pitcher. So he's a guy that's really not a project. He's going to get some minutes this year. We're excited about Braden for the future.
Coach, good luck against Marquette, I should say, on Friday night. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Always good to be with you.
Always. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.